Y'all, I'm just waiting. He's on Scruff. Someone he heard. They had a person with a new 10-inch dick moved into town, and we were about to start the show, and he said, "Wait a minute. I smell peen." And the next thing
something
you know,
something in the wind changed. I hate it when you ambush me when I'm literally just working. You took my level down too.
No, I did. I didn't change your level.
Well,
at
maybe
all.
This is wrong.
Ping in the
maybe
east.
I can't hear my. No, you did take my level down.
No, I didn't. Like something's a growing about to begin. And woo wee.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chicock.
It's Mary Poppers.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
We're always happy to see Mary Poppers walk in. Y'all, this is Patreon before the 90 days. First of all, this is 90 Day Gays.
90 Day Gays.
This is Patreon before the 90 days, season 1, episode 11, On the Brink.
That's a good title.
Because I'm on the brink right now after watching this episode.
It's true. We've had a fun day. We've been doing Patreon today, all day. So
nonstop. Merry fucking Christmas for the Patreon. We're all doing this because I'm in China, and there's no way we could do Patreon while I'm in China.
And so this is Wild Puda. I think this is the last week of January when this episode's aired. So hopefully Poodle's not in a communist cell somewhere, because that very well could happen.
I promise I won't spread American
propaganda. Do they give you any warnings or anything, or do they just kind of say, we're going to China, it'll be fine?
You know what? There have been very little information passed out about what I can say. I'm just going to be careful.
You might want to do a Google it. Y'all, we have dinner with a couple of other ladies, like a monthly dinner, and one of them, our friend Rachel, who's a very... Follow her on Instagram at Practical Lesbian.
The Practical Lesbian.
Because she is practical. And so she goes to leave, and she's like, Poodle, be careful. He's like, I will. I'm fine. And she said, No, really. Be careful, because you're kind of a wild card. And I was like, that is an apt description of Jake, a wild card.
That's fair.
Because
she read me for filth, and it was true.
He is sensible, but if he gets a hair up his ass.
I know. Sometimes I'll just do something weird.
That's
like, I'll like pose for a picture and say to me Tiananmen Square.
Please don't.
You know,
do that.
And there'll be Chinese cops around, they'll just arrest me. Because you can't speak your mind in China.
You can't.
No.
I would be concerned. Y'all come at us if you know. Well, it's too late now because he's dead
already.
I'm
not in Hong Kong, by the way. I am not in Hong Kong. But, so you don't need to worry about me getting gassed.
Would you do any of that, like Scruff or Grindr there, or would that be? Is that tricky?
I don't think they round up homosexuals.
I don't
in China.
Think they do. I don't know what
only
gay life
in Russia.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know what gay life's like in China.
Supposedly, gay life in Beijing is crazy, crazy.
Really, you should go out.
Well, we are going to be in Beijing for a couple days. I need to talk to our Sissy Squad member who.
Yeah, you do.
We're resting one day, so in Beijing.
Yeah, go
I'm
going
to come at you.
Please do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all.
Where were we?
we're gonna talk about these lonely hearts. Don't forget, we've got our Patreon props.
Our Patreon props.
It's not at all like our sissy shout-outs at all. It's the same thing,
y'all. I forgot
y'all.
Who it was. Where's my phone?
Oh, God. You just spent 10 minutes and said, she's our people. I love her for 10 fucking minutes.
Oh, here it is.
Anyway, right, yes. We are on E and F this week.
Edit.
So there you go.
Anyway.
Let's jump into...
So we got Paul. We got Paul and Karini.
Paul.
I'm getting pretty good at that.
You are. So Paul shows up at Karini's house.
I literally have
house.
One sentence about them.
And I'll just say this now, y'all. Karini forgives, but she don't forget. Mm-hmm. She's like that bitch on Maury who will let you come back to her house.
She will.
But she needs your complete and utter devotion. There was also a scene where Paul said, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be different, I promise. And I wrote down, he's not going to be honest, and he's not going to be different. The Paul you've got now is the Paul
you're
going
to
have
forever. Because I'm trying to think if he's lied to her. Has he lied to her about other things? Or is it just Paul doesn't just follow through?
It's that he doesn't follow through, and just in general, he's a loser.
He you know what? That is the perfect word for him.
He's a
just
loser.
A loser.
Yeah. He's
a sabotager too.
Yeah, and he has some kind of tick. Like he's somewhere on the spectrum.
I don't
you
even
know,
think
we all kind of are.
I don't even think spectrum. I don't think it's like anything on. I think there's I'm telling you, I think it's like maybe on the spectrum of like schizophrenia.
Like schizophrenia. Mm.
Yes. It's like I think he has and I will say like some people say people are on the spectrum. Not everybody's on the spectrum. There's people on the spectrum that are on the autism spectrum, and then there's people with mental illness.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think it's just important to clarify, like, I think Paul has mental fucking illness. And like,
yeah.
And it is not, and some of the worst kind.
Yeah, it's a weird clingy thing too. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Woo.
I will say she actually forgave him because she said, I seriously love you. Then he cried in his confessional, which it creeped me out.
All my life, I just had hostility.
Yeah, all my life, I've been dealing with hostility. And that's all I was going to say. And,
probably at that prison.
with his cellmate, Ship.
With Ship.
You know, Ship, friend, Ship, it's been nice having you here. I'm getting out tomorrow. Anything you can, any advice you can give me to give out in the world again?
You better sew up that ass or you're never going to shit after I wrecked that.
Thanks, Ship. You're a good friend.
You're crazy.
Bye.
Bye.
That was how they parted, y'all.
That's how they parted. That's how they parted.
Y'all, Paul wore a jumpsuit and probably wore metal chainmail over his asshole.
Probably. Probably.
If there's one person I don't think is gay, y'all,
it's
Paul.
It's Paul. Paul doesn't like the Paul.
No.
But I will say... I think Karini needs to have more fucked up people in her life because if someone said they have a criminal history and they burned down their house, I wouldn't be like, you know what? That was a nice text. I forgive you. I forgive you. But don't do it again.
I will say this.
Some low forgiveness standards.
But she then tells him to, you need to prove your love to me. And when I heard the phrase, prove your love, I went back to eighth grade sex ed with Mr. Ferguson.
Wait, you had it in eighth grade? You didn't have it in fifth grade?
We had it in elementary school, but we also had it in junior high.
Oh, we only had it once.
We learned. No, the junior high one was like when we saw the STD films.
Oh.
And the miracle of life when a woman giving birth.
You see a woman give birth?
Yes.
They wouldn't let us watch that.
I guess you guys were just discouraged from having sex altogether.
We literally got... Yes, we got...
We got ours in 7th grade and 8th grade.
No, we got sex, and then we... From the nurse, Nurse Jan, who gave us the thing, and then at the end added that if you want any more, I really suggest you talk to your pastor.
Shut up!
Oh, yeah. It was
all
indoctrinated
with
religion.
And then Oinky, the valedictorian, who was an actual pig, raised his hand and went... And she's like, that's good, Oinky. Abstinence for everybody. Class dismissed.
Class dismissed. That is how it ended. Abstinence best.
But anyway, we had it 7th and 8th grade, but then Mr. Ferguson, who's somehow taught law education as well,
mm-hmm.
Said, sometimes, ladies, talk to the ladies. Ladies, you're going to have some guy saying, I want you to prove your love to me. You don't need to prove your love to nobody. I want you to prove your... It was so sexual when he said it, too. You need to prove your love. You don't need to prove your love to him. And I was like, we were all sitting there like...
Well, good on him for saying that.
And I was like, I would never want to prove my love to anybody.
Well, because you were thinking of women.
That's true.
If a hot Latino man with an 8-pack ab said, prove your love to me, you would just flop on your back like a dog ready to get at their stomach scratched.
Prove your love to me by Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of
Madonna's fucking a 24-year-old
with big
dick face. And in the Sissy Squad, y'all are here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all come at us if you're a woman in your like 50s getting some 20-year-old dick.
Good for y'all.
Fucking let us know. Get that D.
I also want to say
send us this picture of that dick.
Whole thing ended
but
with
not your girl stuff.
With
we don't like your girl stuff.
I just block it out.
Just block it out. Put emojis over it.
Just put like a peach over it.
Peach, a rainbow.
Anything. Just let us see that D. At the end, Paul's like, so you want to go to the hotel with me and we can be get intimate?
And she was like, Paul! I want that pole!
Gross.
And that fixed everything. And that's that's literally their storyline in this episode.
This episode moves so quickly through like 6 vignettes. It blew our mind.
It did. We went quick. We've been talking 10 minutes.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I feel like I just started with you. We've only just begun.
No, I feel every minute go by.
Talk.
Trust me.
Fine.
When I have to explain to you everything. Let's move on to Larry.
Are you excited? Larry. You know, I hope too, by the time people listen to this, that you'll come back for China and that musical episode will be ready.
Still waiting on that. Why don't you leave me the fuck alone? I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can.
Larry.
So Larry, I didn't want to eat the pig. I didn't want to eat the pig.
I didn't know it was cultural. I didn't know it was cultural. I just thought I'm a picky eater. I like usually chicken nuggets.
I prefer chicken nuggets when they're just right there and I can eat them. And my diet is 98% French fries.
Sweet potato fries are weird. I don't eat them. They're weird. I only eat potatoes. What the fuck is sweet potatoes?
Jenny had a crying fit, and they are now leaving because she's very upset.
Yes.
Her parents' house.
And do you know what a lot of this boils down to? It's that he's so, and it's not even the word dumb, it's he is so dense.
He is. He's quite, that's a great way to put it.
He does not actually.
He's very dense.
It doesn't register to him that what he did was not, he thinks, did it just because of food? He doesn't understand that she probably, I'm imagining,
it's that he
already
even,
feels shameful about her poverty situation, and he literally just told her family that I reject where you came
that's
from.
That's the way she's looking at
you
it.
You were dirty. You were gross. Your family.
And he was disgusted by it. That's where she's there going.
And he will never be able. That's one of those things if you're in a relationship, like be mad at him. But at the same time, if you choose to be in a relationship with somebody who's not going to get that, that's kind of like something you got to learn to let go of if they're never going to see that.
Yeah, at the same time.
Or not be with them.
At the same time, I just think he's so uneducated about her culture.
Oh, yeah.
That, as he said later, I'm not Filipino.
I'm not Filipino.
I don't know what she wants. She just wants you to try a little bit of fucking pork. That's what she wants.
That's
and those noodles look good, too.
I would have gladly eaten that.
Yeah, he didn't even eat the noodles.
I would have eaten that and then asked for a beer.
Y'all, if anyone tells you they don't like noodles or pasta, they're wrong.
They're fucking lying.
Maybe you have a gluten allergy. But even then, even if you have a gluten allergy, you want to eat those fucking noodles.
You do.
Regardless.
You do.
So he's like, I have no idea why she wants to leave. You do. Also, I feel like, though, why was she wanting to leave so early? Because they could have, like, done something else, like play horseshoes or play Sorry, the board game.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I put my love on the line. I put my life on the line.
My 401k. And my heart.
And my McDonald's shirt.
We could have played Sorry.
I think she left because, now look, I was telling Poodle when we were watching this, maybe she's a little bit of a dramatic dolly here. Like, maybe she's blowing this. I know she's upset, but also, too, maybe she's blowing, instead of staying, because she seemed like she was just like, we're leaving.
I think she was embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and shame, so I feel like she needed to leave because she was so embarrassed, because she was being judged by all her family by the guy she had chosen, and she felt embarrassed.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought she was leaving.
I think that's right.
I don't know why, but Larry's like, I don't know why. It was like it was World War Tree or something.
World War Tree. It's World War Tree. I didn't want to have diarrhea.
It was World War Tree, and I didn't want diarrhea. And, you know, I'm just happy that she couldn't see the melanomas on my head.
Y'all, we really need to find out where he's from, but we don't want to get spoilers.
I guarantee you it's someplace up north. It's either Michigan, Philadelphia, somewhere that you don't ever want to live. Sorry, Philly people.
I feel like the Philly people I know don't talk like him. They're a little more.
Yeah,
little more.
I agree.
Kind of hot, like, oh man, y'all, if you've never had dirty talk from a Filipino or a Philippine, from a Philly guy fucking you, ooh,
we're gonna move on because I'm uncomfortable.
Adrian,
was that about Philadelphia? Was Rocky?
Yeah, there's a fucking statue of Rocky.
Yeah,
in
I guess you're right.
Are you kidding me? Did you not watch that movie?
I cannot tell you how long it's been since I've seen
Rocky.
You
know what's shocking is I haven't watched any of the Creed movies.
That is shocking.
That is shocking.
He is so hot.
I need to rectify that in my rectum.
In your
right
rectum.
Now.
You need to get rectified.
I need to rectum-fy that.
Someone needs to wreck your rectum.
Wreck your rectum.
Anyway.
Wreck your rectum for the give him a day. Gonna wreck your rectum for the view and me.
You're hurting my ears. So anyway, he basically says he's at the bar when they're at the hotel. He's like, I'm not Filipino. I don't know what she wants. She wants someone who's going to be polite. That's it.
Because he is rude.
It's the first time.
I'm old?
It's the first time he's been out of the country, too.
A 40-hour trip. I cashed in my 401k. I put my heart on the line. It literally goes
and my 401k.
And I took a chance on Filipino Cupid.
Did I say that I've spent all my money?
And here I am. Like, boy, a producer gave him some talking points, yep. And he fucking stuck with it,
yeah,
y'all.
He stuck with them. Anyway, so...
Are we recording? Yes. Okay, just
so
checking.
Later on, he goes up to the room and kind of does that. I compared him to like a 3 or 4 year old earlier, how he just kind of falls on people.
He doesn't even ask.
My 3 year old nephew falls on me like that. He's
I
like,
love that.
I love
kid.
You.
Oh, I love that with little kids. Isn't that cute?
It's cute, but my 3 year old nephew's a bruiser and he hurts me. So
I love it.
He like stomps the ground. We're kind of scared about what he's going to do next.
That you stomp the ground.
I do. He's actually. Should I say this? Yeah, they won't listen to it. It's Patreon. He's the smartest of all of my nieces and nephews, my 3-year-old nephew. He's so smart. And he's the one who's the most like me of all of my nieces.
Uh-oh.
And nephews. My mother told me that, and I saw
Mary
it at home.
We had a little gay.
He's not gay, though. He's a bruiser.
All right.
I guess he could be gay and a bruiser.
I don't ever imagine you were graceful.
No, I wasn't.
So that would be a bruiser.
That's all I've got with Larry.
I just have one thing. When he sits on the bed and he's like, I'm sorry. I want to be your light. I love you.
Where is this accent
and I want you to
from?
Be in my life.
This is not what Larry talks like, but that's okay.
It was actually such a gross Instagram. Like you talk about Darcy, Instagram, apology. Anyway, that's all I got for them, too. Let's move on to our next Lonely Hearts, Patrick and Miriam.
Y'all, this is getting dark. The whole thing is getting gross.
I said the crazy
So Miriam tells Patrick that her boyfriend doesn't pay enough attention to her.
Yes. Like that. That's that happened the last episode.
Yeah. Now she's, as I said before, she's a drama octopus. She's bringing him into her drama.
Yes.
Come at us if you have a drama octopus as a friend or at work. We all know that drama girl. Or male. They can be both.
Yep.
I'd like to be under the sea in a drama octopus's garden in the sea. What's that from?
That's Beatles, isn't it?
I did not expect you to know that.
A lot of people know the Beatles.
I didn't expect you to, though.
People that don't know the Beatles, you have to literally put your head in the sand. I've seen Beatles Love 3 times.
I think I've seen it 3 times.
We see Beatles Love in Vegas, and we cry at that every
time. It is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
If you don't like the Beatles Love in Vegas, the Cirque du Soleil show, you have something wrong with you.
I want to see it again because they've redone it. It's different stuff
now.
We
sound like basic white women. Well, I
need to go see Shania in Vegas anyway.
All right. Anyway.
So last week, she literally brought up her boyfriend. He helped her. So this week, Patrick's like, I'm going to go do MMA and switch it up, which, y'all, if you don't remember, he's an MMA fighter.
Yeah. Y'all, I think he is an MMA fighter, but I still question, is he gay? I really question it. And y'all, I don't think anyone's gay, just hot people, like I said.
It's true. Well, so they start fighting or sparring or whatever they do. Jake screamed 3 times. He's hot. Stick it in at one point.
Yeah, like you didn't.
Maybe I muttered it.
Wheel squeaking.
So I just want to say, she goes off in the middle because he's touching her a lot. And she goes off about how this is, they're doing this thing called the
bumping her.
It's like the pummel. The
pummel, yeah.
The pummel drill, which, by the way.
And I wrote, nice try, Patrick.
I wrote, Patrick could practice, as I said earlier.
Pummeling you anytime.
MM gay and pummel me. Whoom, 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 whoom. Yeah, it'd
fuck
be
me.
Like,
fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Gong 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 gong
gong gong gong gong
gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong
gong gong gong
gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong
gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong gong. Simple, but what's the use fucking me in the ass?
Thank you. That's a good way to end that.
Well done.
Y'all, that was the original lyrics to that song.
Of Bjork's It's So Quiet, who was actually started by Betty Hutton.
Really?
Yeah. Google Betty Hutton, y'all. She's an amazing singer from the 60s.
So, anyway.
She got really Christian for a while, and then now we love her again.
Well, we love Christians who love us.
Well, no, she got anti-gay.
Oh, anti-gay, because you got to specify.
So she's, Courtney. Miriam's uncomfortable.
Miriam's uncomfortable.
She's like, I made a mess, no?
You know
that
what?
That should be the title of the episode.
That should be the title. I have to say, y'all, Poodle called it last week that she's an attention whore. Because everything
she's
that's happened,
roped everybody in. She's created it all.
She had him come here.
Yep. She's facilitated
she
everything.
Tell him she had a boyfriend. She said, "I want to be a tour guide for you." Instead of being like, "Let me give you your space,
y'all."
She talked about a boyfriend.
She's facilitated all this mess.
I have to say, not 1% of this is on Patrick.
I kind of agree now.
And
he's
I'm not
crazy
saying that because I want to lick his asshole.
True. Okay, that's enough. He's crazy because he's trying to make her realize that her boyfriend isn't good enough for her and that he's right in front of her, which is some Love Actually bullshit.
Now, that is on him.
That's on him.
However, though.
But she's orchestrated it all.
And also, y'all, when you're young like that, you are enacting dynamics with other people that you don't know about.
And I feel like half of this is because they are so young.
I think a lot of it, too. Think about the relationships you were in when you were 23.
I was a fucking mess.
Me too.
And but to be honest, A lot of our 90-day folks are at least in their late 20s, 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So they've 40s. Had a little... Well, I'm saying yes. At least.
Oh, you mean the people on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant our Sissy Squad. Yes, yes, yes.
No. Our Sissy Squad are any age. Well, they're ageless.
There's some of the 90-day people that are in their 60s.
Like the guy 50s. Who's with Annie, David and Annie. You know what? They're somehow making it work, so.
No, I'm just saying, though, it runs a gamut. But yes, a lot of the, there's not a lot of young 20-somethings.
Yeah.
Well, Juliana.
And I feel like, oh, God. And then, so he starts to be, Patrick starts to be a negative friend by basically saying, you know, I don't have any stakes in the situation, but I don't think your boyfriend's treating you right. And he's the only one who's benefiting from it.
Yeah.
So she has no recourse. It's not like a good friend. Like if Patrick was female, mm-hmm. she would have no recourse unless Miriam was working both ways.
Yeah.
But like Patrick wants to fuck her, so she can't listen to him.
No. And he even says I just feel like I can be the man that she needs.
Oh.
Which is not good. And then
it's so unhealthy, y'all.
Miriam begins to walk away, and then all of a sudden we hear. I used to cry myself to sleep at night, but then it was before he came. Skip to the chorus. He fills me up. He fills me up.
He gives me
love.
And he's all love that I've ever seen. That was it.
That was exactly what happened. She sang it. It was important. And we sobbed.
And now my voice hurts.
And we sobbed. And then Patrick came and put a hand. He's like, you okay? I mean, it really should have been called I Made a Mess. No. That is what they
I made a mess, no.
That's what they should have called this episode. You need to contact TLC.
So she's then she walks away because she's like, you're playing with my emotions. You mean like you fucking did with him to get him here?
You know, I keep quoting Poodle this episode, but maybe he's a mirror.
Yeah, he's mirroring her.
Yeah.
So then she's drinking the biggest Red Bull known
Red
to man.
Pool. What,
Red Pool.
Red Pool is what they sell like at Deadpool. Walmart. It's like Dr. Thunder and Popsy.
Dr. Thunder? Come at us if you know Dr. Thunder.
Red Pool.
Come at us if you know Dr. Thunder. It like if you don't have any money and you got to buy some Dr. Thunder.
If you got to buy Red Pool, it doesn't give you wings, but it'll give you the shakes.
And it will give you the diarrheas.
Diarrheas.
Like Larry says.
He probably thinks it's pronounced diarrhea because it comes out your rear. He probably thinks that.
He's so stupid.
He is so dumb.
Anyway, going
Speaking
on.
Speaking of dumb.
Yeah.
That's all I have with him. Do you have anybody else?
I just
Go
have
ahead,
one
please.
Thing for her, and I realize I don't think as much of her now. Because I realized the glasses that I liked on her last time are actually transition lenses.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they were getting dark in the sun.
Maybe that's a cool thing, though, in Europe. Maybe
it's
we
not.
Don't know.
Oh. It is not. I will tell you that
Y'all,
now.
Y'all, if transitions are cool, let us know. When I first
They're
got-
not. Y'all, don't get transition lenses. Just get clip-ons are better than transition lenses.
When I wore glasses years ago, I remember I was at the eye doctor. I was like, oh, maybe I can get some transitions. And
you should have that friend to stop you.
I had our hot eye doctor. Doctor, y'all, we have the hottest
Wait,
eye doctor.
You mean even in Los Angeles?
I didn't know. I was like, maybe. And Dr.
What
Stabel
did he say?
Was like, no.
Y'all, our eye doctor, Ryan Stabel, Stybel.
B-E-L.
Because he's Jewish.
I got to go. I haven't been in a while.
He's hot as shit. I'm very upset I don't get to see him next time I'm there.
You have to see the woman?
No, the other guy.
There's another guy?
Yeah, who's gorgeous.
Really?
Yes. Y'all, it's L.A. and our eye doctors are real hot.
He's real
But y'all, Google Dr. Ryan Stabel.
He's been on The Doctors.
Yes. He's so hot. When he looks in your eyes, you feel whole.
Jake has referred like 10 gay guys and like 15
women who are like gay
basically
guys.
Basically 15 dick pigs to him.
Y'all,
cuz his feet look huge.
I don't get a discount, but he'll sometimes like waive certain fees for me.
Do you get a discount?
God, I wish.
Do you think Dr. Stowell has BDF?
It's just about normal, sadly.
But I feel like
with Jewish guys, their faces need to be kind of a little cute ugly for to have BDF. Like Rob Morrow has big dick face.
Like I think that
like Adam Driver.
I was gonna say
it's huge.
Adam Driver has a huge.
It is huge, y'all.
Dick.
He's my favorite actor right now. If you haven't seen Marriage Story, it's unbelievable.
The force is with him.
Yeah, the force is in me. That is a lightsaber chandelier scream. A combination.
I am good at this Foley thing.
I'll stick to impressions. You can do Foley.
Okay.
Anyway, so
I bet he knows how to. Dr. Stowell knows how to use it, though.
Yeah, he does. He's got like three kids now
because he has an amazing ass. I feel like guys.
He's a baby now.
Really, guys with good asses know how to fuck.
Can you never say that phrase again? Know how to fuck.
Fuck. All right, let's talk about
like the deaf guy told me once.
Yeah. Speaking of people who aren't intelligent,
Courtney, or as I prefer the way Antonio says it, Courtney.
Courtney.
He skips the T entirely and just like, Courtney.
So Antonio's cooking in his underwear.
And what I'm calling breakfast briefs.
Breakfast. It's like a breakfast burrito or a pizza pocket without the calories.
Y'all, he looks good.
Sugar.
First of all,
I mean,
can you imagine, just take for a moment, imagine you're being filmed. And they say, just wear whatever you wear around breakfast. Can you imagine wearing bikini briefs when you're fixing breakfast?
Not fixing, but because, and I don't mean this, but since I filmed a fucking commercial that aired in movie theaters in my goddamn tidy whities and that's it.
But
yes,
you weren't being paid for it like that.
I was being, yes, I got
but
paid
I'm
a lot of money.
Like oh. This.
Actually, I probably made more than he did, so he got the raw end of the
deal.
That's
what I was going to say.
I mainly would be more concerned about lighting a part of my body on fire when I was cooking. Because I don't cook with my shirt off now.
No, I don't either.
In my apartment without a camera. You could see his dick.
You could see it. Y'all, here's the thing. I'll let everyone down easy. It is average at best.
I'd say average.
But it's what he's going to do with it. I will
Courtney
say
Courtney loved it because
Courtney
I don't think
has that freshly fucked face looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like looked there and her hair's kind of all fucked up. She's got a little flush.
Morning glow.
Starts to glimmer
when you know.
Winds of change are sure to blow and fade into your ass.
Morning glow is here.
At last. That's a great song from Pippin. Y'all, look that up. Don't listen to the new recording. Listen to the original cast recording.
Okay.
Sorry. Right. I'm an old-fashioned queen.
Just lost half our audience. But sure. People are like, Patreon sucks.
Anyway, so Courtney says, it was better than I expected.
It was fantastic, everything. Everything is going great. They're eating breakfast.
She waited for 10 days, which was shocking.
So she really made him pay for it. And then
she punished him for 10 days.
Y'all, and then the air conditioning goes out. And that's when things turn.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I mean, and this is the first time probably in 90 Day Fiancé history that poodle related to Courtney.
I did, because y'all, when I'm hot, I'm not comfortable, and you don't want to be around me.
He can't.
When there's no central air inside and I can't open the windows, I'm annoyed.
Annoyed is what you use when your favorite pen runs out of ink or the last Kleenex comes out of the Kleenex box and you have to get a new one. Mm-hmm. When you're hot, it's fucking bedlam and you are screaming. You are making everyone around you.
I'm like, is anybody else hot? Is anybody else hot?
Anything that was going on before the hotness came.
It's very upsetting.
Completely comes to a halt.
I agree.
It's very similar what happened here.
I will say that.
And then Tony's like, baby, no, let's just fuck.
Yeah, she's
let's
really. She's really being. He's like, she's really dramatic.
I think. Here's the deal. I don't think he has the money to either get it fixed or.
I agree.
Or go to a hotel. He doesn't have it.
And I feel like he was going to call someone. That's why he left. So he left her to get money from his, which is seems like a thing for him. He left to get money from his parents and to do his laundry.
Quote unquote, parents. Who don't knows if this is a madam?
Oh, he's just like fucking a guy, fucking an old guy.
Maybe.
Oh, Antonio we have is a chance.
Antonio is a total type of guy who would fuck a guy for money, but is straight.
That gives me ideas.
We knew a guy like that in college.
Who? Oh.
Yeah, we can't say their name on this one.
Did he ever do it for money?
I would think so, yeah. Sorry, this is something about that nobody knows about.
I know who it is. People are going to ask who it is.
Y'all don't
you
know
can
them.
DM me.
We went to college with them, maybe.
Oh, my God. That gives me a chubby thinking about it.
Gross.
Anyway,
he's like, Courtney says she just feels like people in Europe don't care as much. And you know what? That's a fair
assessment. True. I'll never forget when I was in Europe and I was in Austria, actually, and it was so hot on this fucking train that we were on. It was so hot. I had the window open and this old bitch, the train was full. This old bitch kept closing my window. Because they're afraid of drafts over there.
Oh.
And then I kept opening it up because I was so fucking hot. And she kept closing it. No one else had a problem with it. Because they're like, whatever the fuck goes.
Well, because you just wanted to be cool. She didn't want to die.
And they're used to like shelling in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They lived through World War I and World War II over there. We really didn't here.
We did. Creates a different type of person.
Yeah. So then we go the next day, he's been gone for 24 hours, and I think this is now a good time.
We find Courtney again doing what Jake does when he's hot, drinking cold white wine. That's the only time he drinks white wine.
That is the only time.
Basically.
It's the only time.
And yes, I think you're right that Antonio comes home.
And I think it's a time for another episode of 90 Days Theater.
All right. I'll be playing the role of Courtney.
And I'll be playing... I love it how we know who's going to do what.
We know.
And I'll be playing the role of Antonio.
Antonio.
Hello, darling.
Hey.
Oh, come here, Courtney. Let me kiss you. Come here.
No, I don't...
Come here.
No, I don't think... You want to kiss me? You want to kiss me when you left me alone for 24 hours without, like... I don't have food. I don't have water.
I tell you, we go to flamenco now. We go to flamenco. Come on, no, we go to flamenco.
I've been wearing my flamenco dress for, like, 3 hours now. It's sweaty. No, you left me. Where did you go?
I told you, I need to go get money and do laundry.
Oh, because you made me cry. Because you made me cry.
Oh, your tears suck my clothing. So, yes. Here, let me wipe tears. You're crying now.
No.
Let me wipe tears from your face with abrasive paper towel.
I had to try on like 3 different types of eye makeup looks.
Your face is so cry.
You just wanted to use my vagina.
Yes, that was the point. I did.
What? This is what you do to people. You're horrible.
To be honest, I don't want to spend 24 hours with nobody. And you know, wait. I got it. Are you on your period?
And
scene. And y'all, after that, she lost her fucking mind, which is normal.
Which, as a woman, should. But.
And then he said, I've got to go get some air.
So I want to blame a bit on cultural stuff, but at the same time, it is 2017.
It's 2017.
I don't feel like. But here's the deal, and I'm still going to say this, and some of y'all might come for me. I still don't blame Antonio because Courtney's a whiny fucking bitch.
She is. She's awful.
She's or not a bit. I don't want to say that in a bad way. But you know what she is? She's a nag. She is a nag.
She is a nag.
Nag, nag. And yeah, that was not cool of him to just leave for like 24 hours. But I'm kind of like, do you fucking blame the dude?
Well, it...
Because he probably thought he was going to have magic dick and fuck her and that she wouldn't complain anymore. But y'all... I think we're seeing one-tenth of what she actually complains about. I think she's complaining about everything.
I think
everything.
She's a big complainer. That's all I've got about those two.
Are you getting your period?
It's not going to go well. Next episode's not going
to go
happen.
Well, y'all, at all.
Speaking of not going well, we're going to move on to our next lonely heart, who is Sean. I don't have a ton about this.
No.
He just showed up at Abby's house.
Abby. Abby.
I also said again, I keep forgetting that Abby is 20 years old.
She is quite young.
What did you do? Y'all, don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
We got up.
Even
ambulance.
Though the windows aren't open.
Don't pull over.
What did you do for love when you were 20?
You know, were with I remember going
a really pretty girl.
No, I was out then, newly out. I remember, y'all, don't pull over still. There come more coming. Just there.
This is an ambulance and a fire truck, y'all.
I hope they're okay.
I hope everybody's fine.
I hope they're all right. Okay. Pray
okay.
For them.
Okay. Pray for.
Call
pray
in prayer
for them.
Warriors.
Call
in, sending prayers
calling
up.
All prayer warriors.
Calling all prayer warriors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember going to the Rose Room at the Village, seeing drag queens when I was
that
20.
Place was full of old gays.
Sneaking in alcohol and then...
Yeah, because it was like BYOB.
Uh-huh. And then just going home alone.
Well, that's sad.
No, that's... I didn't have a lot of action when I was in my 20s and I wasn't confident.
Yeah, I get it.
Guy, I didn't
and
have...
that was before you had your jaw surgery, so you weren't
no,
as confident.
No, it was afterwards.
Oh, really?
It was afterwards. I just didn't have
before
abs.
Before you had
like...
your jaw surgery,
I didn't
it was
have
a little...
abs like the Dallas gays.
It was a little something.
I would. I'm surprisingly enough, people that probably would not believe this listening to us, but Poodle and I were not in a lot of ways very confident when we were younger.
No, we were not.
We were much more in there. When you're like a gay kid in the South,
it
you
takes a
work
long
that
time.
Shit.
It takes a long time.
But once you work, we're like alcoholics that work through it. They're
and
like
now,
amazingly
and
together.
And now I walk into a bar. I'm like, who is going to jump on me?
Yeah. And now we have like we're like, hey.
And now I'm like, I'm a queen. I walk
queen,
into a place.
Queen, gonna get
exactly.
that dick. Gonna ride that dick.
Face, we, face, beauty,
I
face.
Face.
I get face.
I suck dick. We really need to get a, we need a, you really need to write a dick pig song. I'm just saying.
Dick pig. Dick pig. So anyway, Abby shows up at the door and basically says, good morning, Sean.
She knows how to do, like, even though she's like, his name is Chris, she likes to really have that passive aggressive bite.
I know we don't know what happened, but they can't be together.
There's
right?
no way.
There's no way.
I'm telling
way.
You, y'all, thank y'all for not spoiling it. It's taking everything in our power. You know, because some people, I don't know if you know, some Sissy Squad, some people are watching this for the first time as well with
yeah,
us.
They're going.
So it's like they're getting 290 days.
So she tells him he can't come in.
No.
So she goes out. It's probably because her parents are there. Not Chris, like I think might be.
Yeah. I don't think Chris is there.
She basically wants to... Sean says, I want to repair everything. And she goes...
He's an idiot. He's a fucking idiot.
And then and she says, yes. Okay.
You know what this is, though? This is people talking themselves into what they wish would happen.
Agreed.
Instead of the reality.
And then he says, so the biggest thing is you can't have any physical contact with Chris. And then she agrees.
And
do you think she's being truthful?
That was just about to, no. No, not at all.
I don't
she's
think she is either.
She's just saying it's her ticket to... It's like I told you in the...
I still think he's giving her money. I still think Chris is giving
like
her money.
It's like I told you in the watch-along video. She probably went home to her parents, and her mother slapped her silly and said, "You're going to America, bitch."
And if you need to tell him you'll never see Chris again, you're going to
do
it.
Fucking do it, because you're
Chris
getting out of here.
Chris is
going
to give you the money for the plane ticket to America.
She's like, "I want to go to fucking Six Flags." Get in there. I want
to
ride.
I want to take our grandchildren to Disney World.
Yes, I
want to
ride that fucking zipper ride. And so, whatever her dream is. But no, I don't believe her because she's like, he's going to go back to Ohio.
Totally.
I can fuck around and do what I want. Mm-hmm. And because here's the deal. It's in the confessionals where you can tell Abby is lying because she does a good job of lying to his face.
She says, "I love Chris," though.
But when the producer said, not only do you love Chris, but like, why is Chris staying 4 days longer? Why is he staying longer?
And she's like,
and she just like kind of it smiles and breaks, and she's like, and then the producer says, "Do you love him?" And she says,
"I love
Chris. I'm telling you,
as a friend."
Yeah, and then she giggles again, like Sean is a joke. I want to have empathy
Sean is a tool for her.
I want to have empathy for her situation and where she is in life, and I want to acknowledge that. But also, people have situations like that, and they're not manipulative assholes.
Well,
I think she's manipulating.
The thing about it is a lot of these people, like people in like Carini, like Abby, like Jenny. Mm-hmm. These people see America in media and go, "That's where I need to be,"
mm-hmm.
which is a wonderful thing for America, but they'll do anything to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And America is kind of a mythological thing to them.
Yeah.
So they'll do anything to get there, and they have, because it's perpetuated, and our own country says this, America is the land of opportunity.
Yeah.
Come here, there's opportunity for
Melting
everybody.
Melting pot, all that.
Yeah. Even though the current administration doesn't want that to happen. But that's okay.
That's okay. We'll talk about politics.
Okay, we don't talk about politics.
Poodle doesn't get on a soapbox. No. But if you want to talk to politics on Poodle.
You can come at me on Twitter or on Instagram, y'all. I'm Jake It or Fake It. I would love to talk with you on that platform. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's all I've got about those two.
But you know what? Actually, going back to that, you bring up a good point of why maybe that kind of solves a lot of why we see people in the 90-day just kind of multiverse connect in that. We have these Americans who are into like the Disney dream fantasy, meet this person where a
white
lot of
savior-ish
people,
exotic
and
person.
A lot of yes, and the people on the other side are
looking for a bigger life.
They're looking for America, the Ellis Island, the whole fantasy of that.
Yep, agreed.
And both those things aren't real anymore.
Both sides are looking for something very different.
Yeah.
Almost always. Like think about Evelyn and Corey.
Oh Corey. Oh, Corey,
like
Evelyn.
Evelyn treated him like fucking
Y'all,
garbage.
We watch most of that, but we're eventually one day going to do a Patreon of that because we will. That's going to be hard to watch again. Oh, they're not together, are they?
I think they kind of are.
She's a
Y'all,
horrible,
she
horrible
She cuckolded
person.
Him so many times.
She's a
she
horrible
fucked
person.
So many guys in that town of hers. They called her the village mattress. On a lot of other sites. And everybody, you know, we all know the village bicycle. You know, everybody gets a ride.
It's true.
You know. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Exactly. Shall we move on to Darcy? Darcy. Mm. Our last lonely heart.
That beautiful man. What are we doing today, love?
We are, you know, my little baby. Do you want a little bit of oatmeal? Do you want a little bite of oatmeal?
Just a little bite, please.
Oh, you took a baby bite. Now, you take a baby bite of oatmeal.
I'm your baby.
Yeah, you are. You're my baby. You sound like my baby. Your deep voice sounds like my baby.
Thank you.
So, y'all, they are drinking coffee. In his apartment out of like wine glasses.
Because that'll make Darcy feel better. Since she can't drink anymore, y'all. She can't drink anymore. Darcy's sober, y'all.
These wine glasses are fucked up, too.
The only poison in her body is going in from a doctor. No more alcohol.
She's only going for botulism in her face.
Exactly.
Exactly. No more. Just a bunch of poison, just a bunch of old mayonnaise left out the sun.
Exactly.
For Botox.
Exactly, y'all.
So he's going to, there. He's taking her out for a day, and he's carrying her out. She's like, my king.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, they're wearing fucking sweatshirts. Poodle didn't notice this at first.
His says
King 01, and hers says Queen 01.
First of all, they are not the 01 of anything.
No, no. I love it. She's like, we had our ups and downs. We had our tuck, but our love is strong and we can defeat anything. And I'm like, why does Darcy talk about like she's fucking Aurora in Sleeping Beauty and Jesse's fucking Prince Eric that's going to have to slash
she
down
also
thorns?
She only talks in Panda Express fortune cookie quotes.
Now what, Panda Express?
Keep going. Oh, you can do it.
God, that black pepper chicken's amazing.
Oh, it is.
Ooh.
I've got eyes on the prize. That's it. So you know, because life is what you make it.
Life is what you make it.
Like, I'm telling you, everything is a fortune cookie from Panda Express.
She literally said, I wrote it down. This is what she said. I love it strong. It gets more deeper and intense. What is it, chocolate?
I'd like to say that, too, when he's carrying her out, he's wearing more makeup than he's worn this whole season.
Beat. And I love that
his face is beat and his eyebrows are drawn in.
His eyebrows are not consistent. That's a problem.
I agree.
You know what?
That's
what
I know.
If you're drawing your eyebrows, just do it all the time.
I agree.
I think my favorite thing was the episode is something maybe y'all saw in the watch along, but y'all didn't hear. It's when he's carrying her out and Jake looked at me and said, well, Tom couldn't do that.
Y'all, Tom had a real problem carrying Darcy. At one point, we was trying to carry over that wall. It was like, gung, gung, gung. And she's like, oh, what am I doing? Don't drop me.
That's why Jesse looked so swole in the car, because he just carried her that time. Anyway, y'all, he's taking to her special
place. He does
place.
Have a great body.
He does.
He's dressed like a barista in a French bistro.
He is.
With a white, black top and black bottoms.
He is.
And he's taken her to visit windmills.
Windmills.
Which is very Dutch in Amsterdam.
And in case you're blind and you need Darcy to narrate everything for you.
Which she will.
Which she will. She walks right up to the windmill and goes, oh, it spins. Yes, Darcy. That's actually the point of windmills. They spin.
Oh, look at it.
Oh, look at it.
Like, oh, my God. It's like in a fairy tale.
It's like it turns around. By the wind. Oh, it spins because of the wind.
So, Darcy, I must tell you, we kiss on every little bridge. It is a Dutch tradition. That's just a way to put your tongue in her mouth every time.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, come at us if you're Dutch. Is that really a tradition?
You walk on a bridge and kiss?
Every little bridge.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
You
I'm
know,
asking.
I once dated a guy on the down low. And whenever
this is going to end well.
No, I mean, every time I want to see if it's true for you.
Yeah.
Traditions. This was, he was kind of on a hard time. So we would fuck at his mom's house, but he would always say every time I moan, he would have to put a sock in my mouth. And he said that was just his cultural
That's
tradition.
Cultural tradition.
Is that right for you as well? Okay.
No, I think that was just you being on the down low.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
You've never had any traditions? You know what? I regret that I asked that question from you, because it's just going to be something not appropriate.
Let's see. My traditions are usually that they can't mention their children on the first time.
Or their wives.
When the act is over, we can cuddle for like 10 minutes and then I give them a hot towel and they go like on Air Japan. hot towel.
This is love.
Bye.
So this is love.
You know what? I give them a hot towel. At least it's not a cold towel.
That's true. He just put a dirty sock in my mouth and said, shut up. She's listening, bro.
I'm like, okay.
Bro.
Okay, you're so nice. Just love me.
Please
love me.
I'm not good enough for you.
Anyway, Jesse says, our love is strong. And then we're outside the windmill, so I think... And Darcy says, in a really... They're outside a windmill, and Darcy says...
It spins.
No, and she says, we should go inside.
Oh, she does. Literally, they're walking, and she's like, we should go inside.
So I think...
Like, you already are.
Now is a time when we're going to do another episode of 90 Days Theater.
Y'all, they go up the stairs... They're walking up the stairs, and Darcy's like, oh, I'm kind of scared of heights.
And there's, like, flour being ground, or grain being ground into flour, and it's making a lot of noise. Like, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
But Darcy, you get up there because something magical is about to happen, and that's where we begin on this version of 90 Days Theater.
And interior, we're at the top of a windmill. Jesse has just taken off his coat. His arms are amazing.
His king sweatshirt.
Yeah, all in black, like a barista.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I wanted to take you up here to show you all of the things that we can make. And I hope you enjoy a little windmill.
Oh, wow, babe. It's beautiful.
And so I want to show you, this is a historical event.
Oh, really?
I'm going to take this off and I'm going to kneel down now.
Oh, babe. Babe.
And so I'm going to give you... this ring.
Oh my god. Oh fuck, Darcy. She's gonna hate this.
Listen, yes? Darcy. This is an appreciation ring.
What?
It's an appreciation ring to show you how much I appreciate you.
I can't tell Stacy I got an appreciation ring.
It's also... It's not really promise ring.
Appreciation ring of my hand in marriage.
No, this is not an engagement ring. I have told you like 11 times.
So appreciation that you're going to fuck my titties on our wedding night? Like in a week?
No, you're not understanding.
Appreciation that you're going to appreciate me wearing a wedding dress?
I got to get out of this windmill. And scene. So anyway, Darcy, y'all can't fathom that he gave her. Now, I will say, an appreciation ring is not a thing.
It's
especially when you kneel to give it to a woman.
Absolutely never been a thing. It's never been a thing.
Especially when you kneel
never.
To give it to a woman.
That was a fucking douche move.
Also, it's fake, and you can tell.
It's fake, and now...
Because it's huge.
And now that this has seen this, that we've seen this happen, it just real... I'm glad we watched this, because it makes even me more sad for her that Tom gave her a king. And I really hope that someday in the 90 Day Fiancé universe land, because, you know, Darcy's never leaving this show, y'all.
No.
She's never leaving this show. And I hope one day, I hope it ends with we actually see Darcy... getting that ring. I hope.
I hope the best for her. I don't have a ton of hope, though. Anyway, so they're on the way home. And she's like what I call scrying. In other words, screaming with her eyes.
Which is what her face said when he said, this is not the engagement ring. She went,
she's not smizing.
Totally,
she's scrying.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So she's not having it. She's like, what do we call it, though? What do we call my ring? And he's like, it's an appreciation ring.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's not a promise ring. It's an appreciation ring.
And he wants to take more time, and she's like, keeps asking. He's like, I told you like 10 times.
And she's like smiling, like.
Smiling like this. And then she's like, well, maybe you'll get, when we do get engagement, it'll be bigger. And he just looks at her, because now he's trying to talk about his dick, and he's like, yes. And then I don't have anything else for you. Just one more thing. Do you have anything else for Darcy?
That's all I have.
And then as Darcy says, well, I guess patience is a virtue.
Again, she and got that, y'all, from her Panda Express fortune
Instagram
cookie.
Quotes. Y'all, and that's our show. That's our show. That's our
show, y'all.
We just want to remind everybody that, again, patrons, we appreciate you so very much for just committing to us and keeping us going. You can find all of our other shows at sissythattalk.com. You can find Sweet Tea. You can find Bitchcraft. You can find River Mails. You can find Dear Maddie. Poodle, where do they find merch?
You can find all of our good merch and our holiday merch, y'all. That's all the way good through February 1st, and that's at sissythattalk.com.
It's true. Let It Be goes away February 1st, bitches.
Let It Be, y'all. If you can listen to my mother saying, oh, I hate Frozen, all that. Let it be.
Mother Poodle.
It will be forever something that has been placed into my memory.
It's true. You can also, y'all, if you want to join the conversation, you can comment on the Patreon comments. I think they're open. If not,
they are open.
Okay. Yep. If not, someone tell me how to do it.
But and you can, that I'm finding the person who commented on our Patreon props through our Patreon comments.
Oh, that's how yes. I did last. I'll look at that. And also, you can comment and join in the group, our Facebook group, our closed private Facebook group,
Sissy Squad. Y'all, we're having a great time in there. It's a very positive place, especially in the holidays, which. Cannot be always positive for people.
And you can follow us on Instagram at
90 Day Gays.
90 Day Gays
or
on Twitter.
I'm at Jake It or Fake It.
And I'm the Matt Maher.
Yeah.
Which hopefully your holidays went well because you're listening to this in January. You were terrible at this. You're like, it's the holidays. No,
it's ding 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 ding.
This is airing January 30th. Jesus frickin' help me.
Ding 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 ding. All lang syne, boom.
Boom. There we're done.
Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all lastly if
what's the holiday in January?
Click on that link below and leave
MLK.
A pot. Yep. And podcast review. You can leave that review. Give us 5 stars. Poodle loves it. And just if you don't have anything to say, just
keep
say,
going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. All right, let's do our patron props, shall we?
Yes.
What this week we're on? What did we say? I had one. Oh, E and F.
E and F.
E and F.
Do you want to go first or should I?
I think you're E. So
yeah,
go ahead.
I'll go first. My patron props first goes to Elizabeth B.
B.
And Elizabeth B. rhymes with Girk.
Okay.
Or work.
Work.
Or Firk.
Work.
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 Look a girl. Work.
Work.
Oh, work.
Love it.
Anyway, Elizabeth B. rhymes with work.
What is Elizabeth B.'s life, patron life like?
Y'all, Elizabeth B. is living a charmed life.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Because Elizabeth B. does, she designs ropes courses.
That's intense.
You know, for those people who are like just all over the place, she loves having a helmet on her head.
Oh.
Yeah. And part of the time is she loves designing ropes courses. She loves like freaking out people who are like scared of heights, and she loves it.
Okay.
And so she's designing all these ropes courses because she loves heights and she loves to like fly through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And the strangest thing about her is in her private life, that bitch loves to get tied up.
Oh.
Like a ropes course.
So the ropes
are. So the ropes course is just full on.
She wants a ropes course to her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I just said vagina.
She loves
what am
like
I, fucking
hanging,
Larry?
She loves like hanging on a sling with being all tied up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if she loves getting pummeled or not when she's in when
not
she's tied
into
up.
In them game.
Yeah, I don't know if she's into that. But she loves being tied up regardless.
Oh.
But she also loves to have control over her partner.
Oh, is she?
It'd be her husband
control,
or whatever.
Oh, so he's into that too.
Yeah, he is.
Freaky deaky.
Anyway, she also homeschools her children, but she homeschools them in a military way.
Oh.
And they all salute, and they all wear little tiny uniforms. It's very strange.
Oh.
But you know what? Good for her, it works.
Good for her.
Good for her, it works.
They've got straight A's.
Exactly.
Okay,
you
good.
Know what? They say yes, ma'am, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters in the South.
Anyway, mine always turn out sad at the end.
They do. Always
anyway.
Turn out sad. But that's Elizabeth.
That's Elizabeth.
Firk.
Firk.
Work.
Work.
My Patreon prop goes out to... M And actually, it's just M. They're an initial. There's not a first name. So it's just,
okay.
It's just M. Dot. And their last name rhymes with...
Grenadine.
No, it rhymes with Drazier, which sounds like a show that
Brazier.
You... Brazier. That you was a... That also...
Remember Brazier's at Dairy Queen? Ooh.
I don't.
You didn't grow up with Dairy Queen. It's so good.
Texas thing.
Yeah.
But M. Drazier, and it's oddly enough, her name is the same name that's on an NBC sitcom that was...
Oh, baby,
Cheers.
I hear the boys are calling, toss salad and scrambled eggs.
He's a really strict Republican now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well.
You didn't know that?
No. I met him once for like a weird thing.
Oh, he's completely an asshole, everyone says.
So, M. Brazier, y'all, his poodle gets, y'all, this is why he's, I've told him he could be on a scruff sometimes because he needs to get fucked tonight. Because he is, woo. Which, if you need...
It's probably going to happen around 9 o'clock
if
tonight.
If you needed
so
to
you
get
know.
Fucked, the person to call would be M. Frazier. Because, okay, I mean, I just said their name. But a lot of people don't know that the M stands for Madam.
Oh!
They have a little... they call it a red. They have a little red book.
Okay.
And it has a whole list of people that like to have sex... With furries.
Oh,
it's
another furry. We've had like three furries.
We've had furries, yes. Furries, they want, and specifically, they want people as only barnyard animals strictly. And her business is called Animal Farm. Because.
Who wrote that novel?
She, Gregory Peck.
George Orwell, you idiot.
She.
Gregory Peck's an actor. You're a fucking moron.
She
keep going.
Read that book when she was in middle school, and she took.
I loved that book.
She took from that book. I'm gonna start a sex den with furries one day.
So you read about Snowball and think, oh, I'm gonna not do something political.
And she thought, I'm gonna be the most important madam.
I get it.
In all of Indiana, which is where she lives,
Indiana,
where
good
she
state,
lives,
good
yes,
state,
and
they love Mike Pence there.
It also, M. Frazier has a secret that she doesn't talk to a lot of people about, but probably her favorite thing to eat is...
Scrambled eggs?
Yes, scrambled eggs.
And tossed salads.
And tossed salads.
And she likes not just to yes. eat tossed salads, but also to toss salads.
Toss salads. So that's what...
Take that how you want to.
That's what... So that's how you go. And by the way, she got that inspiration of when her grandma used to take her to Olive Garden every Sunday, and they would toss a salad
in front of her
front
and
of
ask
her.
If they wanted cheese and pepper.
And she got so turned on, so turned on. M. Brazier.
I kind of agree. I would get turned on when they would toss
you know
the
what?
Salad.
I've looked at those breadsticks, and I've thought some naughty things. Anyway,
there are very few words better than unlimited breadsticks.
None in yeah. English. Unless so they good. Say unlimited cheddar biscuits.
Ooh, even better.
Even better. Y'all, that's
I
our
think
show
that's it
today.
For the show.
Y'all, remember, we call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts?
Yes, and remember, if you yourself want to get a 90-day fiancé, you need to call us.